All this week on Ozarks, we're hearing from local seniors who are finishing out their last year of high school learning from their homes after the governor called for an end to all in-person instruction because of the pandemic. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek recently spoke with students for our series of senior portraits.
My name is Ethan Jones. I'm a senior at Harbor High School.
On April 6th, Ethan and his peers across the state found out they wouldn't be going back to school, at least not in the traditional sense.
Honestly, my first reaction was a little bit of excitement, obviously, that initial kind of thrill of, oh my goodness, I'm done. I don't have to set foot on a campus again for the rest of the year. And then after that initial excitement, it really just started to dwindle. I'm not going to have the closure. So that's the biggest thing that I think is I'm going to miss about not being physically there. Because there's something about leaving a building for the last time. Because I've transferred through elementary, junior high, middle school, all of those. And I've left the school. And there's something about setting foot in that school for the last time before you open the next chapter that's just energizing.
Instead, Ethan is going to spend the rest of his last year of high school seeing his teachers and classmates on a computer screen at home.
I am the world's worst chatty Cathy. I talk all the time. And so I think there's something about talking face-to-face that I just really miss, because A, it is how I learn, but mostly, like, my teachers are great people. They care about me. That's one of the things that I'm going to miss the most about high school. My calculus teacher has been one of the most influential people in my high school career. He's pushed me to new heights that I never thought I could have gotten to. I've gone on school trips with about all of them. They're just some of the greatest people that I've met, actually. So my dad is actually high risk for coronavirus. Both of my parents are school teachers, and my dad suffers from some heart issues. So we are very, very careful. We take social distancing protocols very seriously in our house. So I haven't been 13 feet within a single person since this started, pretty much. I am a huge nerd, I'll be completely honest. I love video games, card games, chess, everything imaginable under the sun. So luckily for me, there's a lot of communication that occurs within the realm of games like that. And so there's a lot of voice chats or Discord type apps or stuff like that that I can use to communicate with friends. Heck, we've even had a Zoom call a couple of times. Within the first week, my parents and I sat down and I have goals that I make every single day, just small things. Like, hey, I have a several AP exams, so I want to study 30 minutes or to an hour extra today for this AP exam, like, let's say calculus. Or we'll say, you can play video games from this time to this time, you can walk from this time to this time, because it's very easy, especially that first week, to just fall down and just not really get back up again, you know, to be just sitting on your computer doing work and then slowly drift away and then never really come back. So that was kind of something scheduling-wise. It is hard to stay motivated, right? If you don't have a schedule, if you don't have somebody ushering you along, I mean, in high school, that's always been our teachers, right? Or the bell. It tells you where to go. It tells you how long you have in each class. The teachers remind you when your homework's due. Now everything's just, it's a lot more independent. I actually would say that I'm getting in much better physical shape because I've been exercising. I think I've lost 10 pounds in quarantine or something like that. I've tried to keep up with my physical health to help keep up with my mental health. Another thing that I've been trying to do is I talk to my friends about more than just what we're doing. I try to keep ingrained in their lives and ingrained in what's going on, what their plans are. Because I find whenever I can helps tackle other issues in other people's lives, like my friends or my families, or if I distract myself with other things, that I stop taking all of the focus on, man, this is really happening, this sucks. It is really easy for me to be lazy. Like, I was surprised, because I'm a pretty involved student in school. I'm in debate, choir, TSA, DECA, a bazillion different things. I think I missed a total of like a quarter of school excused last year, and pretty close to the same this year before this whole thing happened. And I always, you know, accredited myself with being on top of things, on the ball, you know, the good student. And as I am sitting here at home with so many distractions, all my things that I would use for my free time, I'm like, man, it's really easy to get distracted and to be lazy. It's hard to stay on task. It's hard to not let your mind slip away. There's nothing more comforting than knowing that somebody else is going through the same thing as you, right? It's why support groups are so effective and stuff like that. So, I mean, we're 2020, the class of 2020, seniors 2020. We're always going to be the ones that get remembered for this. And so that's a little disappointing that we're going to get remembered for quarantine. But the fact is, I have seen so much strength come out of my personal community and communities around the globe because of stuff like this. I've seen more people willing to help others with either food if they need it, with getting masks or proper health care. I've seen so much generosity and care come from Northwest Arkansas and, like I said, everywhere. I'm hoping that in the end of the road, this will make me a better and stronger person, as I think it already has started to, and will be remembered for not just being quarantined in our homes during 2020, but as the class that thrived after it. That's my hope.
That was Ethan Jones, a senior at Harbor High School in Springdale. He spoke with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek. We'll have more senior portraits on Ozarks at Large every day this week.